The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Ryan Mallett. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Texans Late Night in the NRG Stadium Fan Cave. Mark Vandermeer, D.B. Sidhu, how's it going?
It's going great on this Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to the Atlanta Falcons tomorrow on the road. The Texans making only their second ever trip to the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, and you know what? We always have fun on this show, but it's so much more fun after a win, wouldn't you say?
Oh,
right, audience?
So,
a lot more fun.
Fun. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last weekend. That was great. Ryan Mallett got the start. He's now 2-2 as a starter. And you know, Mallett is going to be on the show tonight.
How exciting.
That's great. But it was great getting the win, DB.
As Dwayne Brown says, 1-0 on the new field.
Oh, yeah.
At NRG Stadium,
hey.
Which I like. I like that stat.
You take it any which way you can. And it was Hispanic Heritage Day, kind of an interesting day as far as honoring the Hispanic audience, culture, and everything. And a special guest.
Special guest, honorary captain Mario Lopez was on hand. A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell. All of us got selfies. Well, and by all of us, I mean me. And J.J. Watt. And we've got a few photos. There's J.J.
With Mario Lopez.
And he had a cute little hashtag. Hashtag A.C. Slater. Hashtag where is Kelly Kapowski, who was the love interest on Save the Bill.
And there she is.
And look, the power of social media. She Instagrammed this magazine that she happened to have laying around of Men's
familiar.
Health.
And I'm in L.A. catching up on my reading, she says, with a bare-chested J.J. on the cover. By the way, good game. Houston is my second home, which is actually a fact. So how about
her
that?
Her husband is from Houston.
That's
so
very cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Kelly Kapowski.
That's what it is. That's good enough. But that's pretty cool stuff. J.J., Hollywood J.J. I don't want to call him that because he probably won't like that. But he's on the road, so it doesn't
matter. But he put something out there for the universe, and look how great that is. I wish I could do that.
Like 90s stars come back to you through social media.
And then just have your magazine laying your
That body. Doesn't happen every day,
no,
does
it? No,
it
doesn't happen to me. No.
I'll tell you what else doesn't happen every day, and this is our break check, pump the brakes moment. Bill O'Brien at a press conference, beginning it with a funny.
Is that a new light?
Is it too bright?
Slightly. That's all right. I'll grab my vision back when I get out in the hallway. John, you're up.
That's pretty good stuff.
I'm always entertained when he comes in sort of cranky. I don't know why.
Yeah, but he's, you know what? He can reverse it very quickly, you know, and stuff like that. Well, and that was after the win. I think that was the Monday press conference, you know?
Yes.
As the week goes on, we go into DEFCON levels that are more severe, and then, you know, he obviously takes it up a few notches, so.
We're all funnier. We all have a sense of humor after a win. Also on Monday, a big event around town at Morton's. Arian Foster held an event for his foundation, and he got his teammates to sort of chip in and help. They were all waiting tables.
Oh, there's Dwayne.
We had Dwayne on the show Tuesday at the Dwayne Brown Show at Fuddruckers. He was talking about it. There's Derek Newton and Alfred Blue.
And these guys were waiters, huh?
Easiest gig ever because they waited on tables and then they got to eat afterwards.
Yeah.
But so nobody spilled anything, which is good.
That's a really good waiter job to have.
Yeah, and they raise money.
We asked Dwayne on Tuesday if he had ever been a waiter before. He said no, but he's been a stock boy at a sporting goods store. And he was something else, too, but he's never been a waiter before. I thought it was pretty interesting to make the guys go to work, but they actually had professional waiters alongside because this could be really hazardous to the customers if you have the guys actually wait around.
Yeah, if you're spilling stuff on
them. Yeah, I mean, carrying those trays and everything, that's you know, not that they don't do hard work as football players, but that's a little bit different for them. So have you ever been a waitress?
I have not, but I worked at a Dairy Queen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
for all through high school, I made cakes. I did drive-through. I cleaned the bathrooms once, and I was like, I need to get out of this gig because I didn't really like that too much. But I worked at Dairy Queen.
I was a bartender, actually, and I was the worst bartender in the world. So
did you talk too much?
No. Yeah. Oh. Well, you know what? I watched.
Where's my drink?
I worked on Sundays a lot, and there was nobody there, and I just watched professional football on Sundays. And that's really a part of my NFL education, actually. So it really helped me out in my future career.
That's a good gig for you, not so much for the people ordering, I would think.
Yeah. Another good gig is starting quarterback of the Houston Texans. That would be one, Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett coming up up next on the show. But first, it is presented by Wingstop, something we do with the players every week, ask them some difficult questions. They're not that difficult. It's Would You Rather.
Would you rather go fishing with Shane Lechler or hunting with Ben Jones?
I'll go with Lech. I'll go with Lech.
Hunting with Ben. Ben's a good time. I think Shane's a good time, too, though. I like Shane. I didn't mean to throw a shot at Shane. Shane, I love you.
I'd go fishing with Shane just because I know I'd catch a bigger fish every time.
Fishing. I fished every 6 days out of the week as a kid, so it's a no-brainer.
Definitely hunting with Ben Jones. It's pretty entertaining, and there's no telling once he gets hungry what he'll eat. So I have to be able to see that to laugh at him. So he's pretty entertaining.
Fishing with me, no doubt.
Come on, man. It's like the ultimate weekend right there. Saturday I'd fish with Lechler, and Sunday I'd go with Ben Jones.